Hey, everybody. Today, we're going to be starting at the very basics. If you're just learning how to fly drones or maybe you want to fly drone, this is kind of where I would say you should start, is something itty-bitty like a teeny drone, or this here is the CX Star, and you can find out more about it at cat5.tv/fly. But basically, what I love about this one here, Henry, is that it is basically, as you can see, it's contained within the case. So.
Well, it's a nice thing, right? Like, you don't have to worry about breaking the props when you're bringing it to a friend's house or anything like that, right? It's very mobile, and you can have fun anywhere, right? Like, it's very mobile, bring it to the beach, friend's house.
The thing is that we're so tempted to jump into, you know, one of the larger drones because they look cool or they've got better features. We want a camera or something like that. Mm-hmm. But fact is, if I can learn to fly one of these first, you know, at the price point that these are, fact is then I'm going to be much more ready to fly something like that. I hear quite often, you know, somebody will go out and buy one of the more advanced toy drones. And then first thing they do, hit the throttle, crash it into
right on the first flight.
Right on the first flight. So what we're going to do, we're going to put this one up in the air and just kind of see how she flies, because really the question is, with something as teeny as a CX Star, is it actually going to fly?
Can we actually fly it outside, right?
Yeah, here we are out in the wilderness of Barrie. There we go. Okay, so we've got blue LEDs at the front and red at the rear. So we'll just see if we can take off from our table here.
All right. And there is a slight breeze too, but it's doing fine against that, right?
Ever so slight. Oh.
Would you like a haircut?
There you go. So, okay, we're up in the air, nice and simple. Let's do a little bit of flight around here.
I really like how it's so stable for being so small, and it's outside at the same time, too.
We're outside. Now, it's not very fast.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling that there's not a lot of speed behind it, but you know what, Henry? That's probably a good thing when I'm learning to fly, because the fast ones, you know, you're much more apt to instantly fly it into the wall. So this is kind of a good speed, I think, for a beginner.
Okay.
As an advanced experienced flyer, you might want to step things up with like a CX-10 from Cheerson.
Yeah.
Maybe you know, a teeny drone, something along those lines, a little bit faster.
Yeah.
But certainly as something to learn on, it flies nice.
Exactly. And the thing is, too, is that you feel safe flying it, right? Like, it's not out of control. You're able to move it around very easily, right?
The worst thing that can happen, I think, is you get it tangled up in your hair. I don't have that problem. But if it happens, you can easily pull the propellers off of it very gently, and then you can just pull the hair out.
That's
nice
good.
And easy. There we go.
Does it come with any replacement propellers? Or?
It does come with a couple of extra props. It comes with the charging cable.
That's good to know.
And, of course, it comes with the little microcontroller. But as I say, you know, being able to put this in the controller, you're able to keep it a lot safer. The worst thing about these is sometimes they don't come with a case.
Yeah.
Teeny drones really got that right, because they have the aluminum carrying case. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But this way, you know, it's something that is portable. It's not extra material to carry around, because it's as small as basically the drone and a controller.
Exactly.
And
like,
there you have
It's just a cell phone, pretty much, like the size. And you can just put it in your pocket and walk away.
And they're inexpensive.
So it's okay.
Check it out. It's the CX Star. Not a lot to really even show with this, because it's just a derpy little fun flyer.
It's so streamlined, you know. It's so to the point. You want to get flying, bring it out, fly away. That's all you need to do with this one. There's no real complicated things
That's
to do.
That's it. Great little learner, folks. That's the CX Star from Cheerson. You'll find it at cat5.tv/fly. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy.
You know what? It's fantastic. I love how it's simple, but that's what makes it so good. Like you said earlier, right? Because you just fly. You don't have to worry about doing any calculations. You don't have to worry about crashing into the wall. You shouldn't, but
it's got a six-axis gyro, so even in a little bit of a breeze, it's able to fly stable.
Yeah, we're able to.
There are
see
no
that.
Stunt features, I noticed as I was flying it there.
Yeah.
We don't have a stunt button or a speed button.
Well, it's great for beginners, right? And you don't want to be really doing stunts when you first start flying.
It's
right?
True.
So
that's our first
it takes
temptation.
Away the temptation.
Oh, there's
a
stunt button. I'm going to push it.
Yeah,
probably a good idea to leave that off for the first little multi-rotor. So this one is a great place to start, and then we can start stepping our way up.
Yeah.
So through the drone zone, we're going to look at some of these larger quads as well as we step things up.
Sounds
they
fun.
They come so small. I mean,
they
starting
do.
With starting with the CX Star, we've got teeny drones as well. We've got the CX-10C with a built-in 720 camera.
Yeah.
Or pardon me, it's not 720. I should.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
That would be nice.
No, we're not into 720 until we get into the larger toys, but definitely, you know, starting with those little micro drones, I think that's the way to start.
It really is, you know, and like you said earlier, it's like I'd rather buy something under $100 and crash that,
yes,
than crashing like a $2,000 drone, $1,000.
And they're
drone.
So easy to fly, and they're so how do you say, they don't break easily.
No,
so
they're durable, you know.
They are. That's the word I was looking for. And they are well under $100. I mean, we're talking in the $20 to $30 range for a lot of them. But it's also just so easy to fly, and they don't break.
Exactly.
Something a little bit larger, as you get into crashing into a wall, you might break a propeller or something like that, or burn out a motor. A lot simpler. So
yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for watching, everybody, and we'll see you here on thedronezone.tv.